1 in Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Tell somebody I'm under the blood. Tell somebody else, I'm under the blood. Pastor, I'm under the blood. Under the blood. What does that mean? Everything pertaining to death has to pass over. That's how Passover was instituted. When they were in Egypt, they were in the place called Goshen. And as God judged the system, as God judged Pharaoh and all of Egypt, he told them and instructed them to put the blood of that Paschal lamb, which represented Christ, on the doorpost and the lintel. And when they did, when death came, and it was a sign to kill all the firstborn, anyone that had the blood on their doorpost and their lintel, when the death angel saw it, he had to pass over. He had no dealings there. Wrong frequency. I have no right there. I have no authority. That's outside my jurisdiction. So the word says, we walk. Get that back up for me. Get verse 1 for me. Therefore, there is now no condemnation unto them which are in Christ Jesus. Now look at who walk after. Who walk not after the flesh. And remember the verse we read about the flesh? You're not in the flesh if the Spirit dwells. It doesn't mean that you just got the Holy Spirit somewhere locked away in a compartment and you done silenced him. I'm saved. Just doing your thing. No, he's got to dwell. He's got to have some say-so in your thoughts, in your motives, in your transactions, in your relationships, in everything you do, in where you do and where you don't go, in what you do and what you don't do, in how you think and what you don't think, in your attitude and in gratitude, all these things he's dwelling. You know, maybe not every day, but you know, are there rooms in your house you never go in? Maybe there may be a closet you have to be careful opening up. Bowling balls and stuff. Well, if he's living, if you are not your own, and he's dwelling there, how come he can't go in the closet? Holy Ghost, you can. This your side of the house. Now don't go on this side. If he's dwelling, he has free access to everywhere. Your motives. Let him check your motives. Sometimes you'll find out your motives are off. You need to repent. Say, Lord, forgive me. I got greedy. Well, I got jealous. I did that out of competing with someone. Or trying to outdo somebody or emulating somebody. I felt hatred. The flesh is capable of all of that. But you are not in the flesh if the Holy Spirit dwells. If he's dwelling, he's going to arrest all of that. When you wake in the morning and you find there's an oppression, go right into your prayer language. Don't compromise with it. Don't, you know, let it oppress you and it's going to be a bad day today. Now tell the devil is a lie. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Put that
that baby in gear. Amen. You have that traction. You got that four-wheel drive. Amen. You will walk and live by the law of the Spirit of life. Get verse 1 again for me. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. All right? There are stipulations there. Now, we're saved, and there are those that are somewhat carnal, and usually those that have not been saved in at the time have a tendency to be a little more carnal in the sense they just don't know. But as they learn, now, in a sense, you've been saved 25 years, and you're still fussing and fighting and carnal and full of pride and all that stuff. Something's wrong there. Okay, so here, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Well, let me ask you a question. Well, not so much a question, but just a comparison. How many would say, I guess it is a question, how many would say Christ is in you? How does they shake your head? But how many would say Christ is in you? I feel kind of sad here. Let me see. How many here would say Christ is in you? Okay? Another question. Now, when you think about this moment, how many would say they were in Christ? But he's in you. But are you in him? Or have you put him in prison in there? One saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Why you act like that? Christ is in you. But are you in him? What would Jesus do? How would Jesus do it? In him we live and move and have our being. We know he's in us. We have the witness. Ephesians 3:20, a key verse says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. In other words, what's in you, Christ Jesus in you, has to be outworked till he's not just in you, but you are in him. And so when people see you, they see him. When they encounter you, they encounter him. Amen. Paul prayed for someone and he said, I pray until Christ be formed. See, when he's formed in you, he's going to come out to the outside. That everybody you would never know are saved, but they are saved. Christ hadn't been formed yet. And there are people from a distance, you know, they're saved. It's by a word, by gestures, by how they walk. But you know Christ is in you. Then it says, I don't think it's a trick question, but I think it's a good question. He's in you. But how much of you is in him? He's in you, no matter how you think. When you say it, he's in you. You can be thinking me. Evil. You can be thinking all, you know. But he's still in you. How much of you is in him? How much of his mind have you taken on? How much of his walk are you walking? You see, we are called, before we're called to do, we're called to be. And that's a real difficult challenge to me, because we have giftings, and sometimes we mistake how giftings work for it being the nature of Christ. When in essence, you've seen it maybe, people can work wonderful gifts and still be carnal, still be fleshly, cuss even. Do things, but their gift is wonderful, beautiful. That's different than someone operating in a gift. And afterwards, all you see is Jesus. that person is not only Christ in them, but they're in Christ. That makes sense to you? That's the thing. What's inside has to work to the outside. See, your character, and this has to do with spiritual stature. Your character is a sum total of your thought life. It is. Yes, it is. If you're always thinking foolish, carnal thoughts, then you, Uncle Hal, you put on holy airs and try to be pious. You know, the Christianese. No, you're carnal. Your thoughts. We got everything inside out. And what's inside, no matter how you try to hide it, it will crystallize and the tree will be known by its fruit. Because it'll start bearing a certain type of fruit, and everybody that knows fruit will be able to tell you, that's an apple tree. That's a prune tree, or I don't know, prune growing tree, or plum tree, or peach tree. You'll be able to identify the tree by its fruit. So we walk and live by the law of the Spirit of life. The kingdom has certain laws. I'll say rules. The kingdom of God is governed by certain rules. And it's not governed by the same rules that govern the world. The world system is governed by other rules. Nature and the natural realm is governed by other rules. God and the kingdom has to do with supernatural. That's why the kingdom is governed by sowing and reaping. In the natural, you pay for something, you get what you pay for. Period. Hopefully. Lest they cheat you. Unless you get a real good bargain, which is rare. In the kingdom, you sow a seed. Just a seed. You bring back a whole harvest. Everything about the kingdom realm is supernatural. That's why it's so important to access the spirit realm. Tell somebody, stop acting like a mere person. You are supernatural. You are a sign or a wonder. You know, I heard the apostles when they were here talk about how that healing dimension was released and how many, and we've heard this before, many will walk by people. And just you walking by them will heal them. Without touching them, without knowing them, maybe you might not even know that they were healed until you get to glory, until God reveals it to you. But people will carry dimensions in the spirit like that. Touching a napkin in a restaurant. When they throw it out in the garbage and they burn it, the smoke goes up. It goes into somebody's house who's sick or around in an area, and somebody walks through the residue of that smoke and gets healed. Some don't see how off the chain this thing is.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.